Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we return home for a six-game series with the Tulsa Drillers. I'm joined by Hansel Luis with our friend Jaime Del Valle translating here on the ANB pregame show. Hansel, 11-game hit streak right now. Things are going really well for you. Why do you think that is?
Tienes 11 juegos dando hit consecutivos. Las cosas están saliendo bien. ¿A qué tú crees que se debe eso?
Realmente, en verdad, me siento bien. Siento que eso está pasando por el trabajo que estoy haciendo, la ayuda de los coaches que me están mostrando muchas cosas, lo que estoy fallando, y eso me está ayudando a seguir mejorando.
Just feels pretty good at the plate right now. All the credit, you know, to obviously the work that he's putting in. Also, coaching moments feels like, you know, the stuff that we talked about in the cage, the stuff that we do pregame and the stuff that we do advance has helped him, you know, be in a better spot as of right now. So, yeah, just wish to continue to doing good.
You're a switch hitter from both sides of the plate. It's going really well right now. How long have you been a switch hitter and how did that start?
Tú sabes que bateas ambas manos, igual a las dos manos te está yendo bien. ¿Desde cuándo empezaste a batear las dos manos y qué es lo que más te mantiene o te queda en tu rutina?
Yo siempre, desde pequeño, siempre he bateado a las dos manos. Siempre mi papá desde pequeño me puso a batear a las dos manos, y lo que más me ha ayudado a ser consistente a ambas manos es el trabajo que he hecho. Cada día me enfoco a las dos manos y eso me ha ayudado bastante.
He's been a switch hitter since he's a kid. His dad was one of the things that, you know, he wanted him to train with him and do so. So, yeah, he's been switch hitter since he's a little boy, a kid playing t-ball. And then the consistency is what, on the workouts, it's what gives him, you know, the opportunity to feel the same way from both sides of the plate, per se. But yeah, it's one of those things, like, you have to treat it almost every day, like if you're facing both sides of the both type of pitchers.
Your infield coach Ronald said to me that he thinks that you playing third base has freed up your mind to focus more on the offensive side of things, that third base has been great for your offense. What would you say to that?
Que hablando con Ronald, Ronald le dijo que cuando juegas tercera, de pronto se te ha despejado un poquito la mente y te ha ayudado también en la parte ofensiva. ¿Tú crees que eso es, que eso es certero, y a qué se debe el cambio ofensivo este año?
Eso me ha ayudado en el off-season. Estuve trabajando mucho en la parte de la defensa, el bateo, como también cuando estaba en el pitch training, me dijeron que iba a jugar mucho esta temporada tercera base, y me enfocaba en jugar esa posición y me he sentido bien en esa posición.
He just feels comfortable at third base. It's one of the things that he put a lot of emphasis in the offseason, was to being able to play third base at a high caliber. And in spring training, they told him he was gonna have a lot more reps at third base this year. He feels good there. Obviously, has helped out offensively as well, because it's a lot more reaction than having that internal clock. Does it mean that he doesn't have to use it? He does, but yes, it's helped him a lot offensively as well.
What does it mean to play next to Tarin every day? You guys have come up through this system together.
¿Qué se siente, tú sabes, jugar con Christopher Torín al lado? Han estado casi prácticamente en todas las ligas juntos.
Me siento muy bien jugando con él, muy cómodo. Más que vengo jugando desde verano en Dominicana con él. En cada liga juego con él y me siento bien cómodo con él. Es buen compañero y nos llevamos muy bien.
They've been playing together since summer league. He feels pretty comfortable playing next to him. He's a great player, great teammate, great person, great human being, and a great locker room guy to be around.
Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.